Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one from my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Steve Martin is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member, ProfitPro.us, right, Steve?
Yes, Jim. That's
so
it.
Check that out. And you like to tell people about SCORE, too, right? SCORE.org?
Well, yes. I've been fortunate enough for the last 8 years to be a volunteer with the SCORE Association, one of 10,000 volunteers across the country helping entrepreneurs with free confidential mentoring and low-cost education in terms of how to optimize your business, how
Absolutely.
To start, grow, and prosper.
They do it so well, folks. And the fact that they can attract someone as sharp and as amazing, as awesome as Steve Martin is, tells you what kind of organization they are, that they have. Hey, Steve, thanks again for being here. We're talking about how to deal with business cycles. And you talked to us so much in the first segment about customers. That's the mothership, right? I mean, that's our true north. That's base, isn't it? If we got to go back to base, base is the customer, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Without them, you have nothing. You have an idea, maybe, but that's the extent of it. So one of the key things is you've got to talk to your customers, as you mentioned earlier. You've got to keep that conversation going. Don't just sit passively back raking in the income, accepting their orders. You've got to find out what's on their mind.
And, you know, Steve, I like to encourage people to do one more thing while they're talking to customers. I like to encourage them to say, okay, thank you for telling me how things are going with you, but tell me about your customers. What do you learn? What do you know about your customers? They'll tell you that. See, if you ask them that question, they'll tell you. And think about the research.
Absolutely.
Think about the market research. Think about the penetration of a perspective that you can get when you ask that question. When you ask a customer how their customers are doing, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's an incredible way to manage your business. Keep your finger on the pulse of what's going on. And as you point out, ask the customer, your customers, to indicate what their customers are doing.
Yeah.
Because you may have a better sense then of what the economy is doing and what the products are doing. When products and services demand is changing constantly. So you get a better sense for how you can serve your existing customers and get new ones.
And see, what I'm worried about, as you know, is that people will start watching the news, watching cable news or Twitter, for God's sake, God help us, or something like that, and they'll get the economic news from that instead of from the gauges that are right in front of them, the real live Main Street gauges that are right in front of them.
Wall Street is not the best indicator.
boy, that's the truth. That's the truth. So what are some other things we can do to prepare for a downturn?
Well, you operate your business well, which does mean understanding what the contribution margins are for each of your customer types and making sure that you know where your actual cash flow is coming from. And if you don't, it's time to do that now. And if you have that information at hand, if the economy changes in one way or another, up or down, you're empowered with the data, the knowledge, to make a much better decision as to how to operate your business.
Well, that's exactly right.
That's good common sense.
That's exactly right, because when you call on a customer, if you know what your margins are, if you know how much you can tweak a price, and you call on a customer and they say, hey, Jim, I'm glad you came by. Just wanted you to know that we're under some pressure here from our customers. they're feeling the results of Brexit or interest rates or the trade discussions. They're feeling the pressure of that, and they're asking us to tighten things up a little bit. And so I'm going to ask you to tighten things up a little bit. And if you know your margins, as you've been hammering to us, as you've been teaching us now for over 20 years, Steve, if you know your margins, meaning the middle number, your gross margins, if you know that number, especially with that customer, then you can say, hey, I'm glad you told me that. If it's on your mind, it needs to be on my mind. What can I do to help you? And don't give them a number, right, Steve? Just say, what can I do to help you? And they'll say, well, can you give us a 2% cut? Heck, you might have been about to say 4%. You just saved 2%, right, Steve?
Yeah.
But if you know your margins, you know what you can do. Because if they say 5%, then you can say, you know, George, I can't go 5 or I can't stay in business, but I can go 3. Which is the number he wanted anyway.
Absolutely.
Right, Steve?
That's exactly. And if they're a marginal customer already, you can say, well, you know what? Take your business elsewhere.
Maybe we're not a good fit right now.
That's exactly right. And the other option, of course, is to figure out how you can reduce your variable and fixed costs to improve your margin internally.
So folks, if
you don't have to leave everything to the outside world.
If you're trying to make sure that you're squared away for the inevitable downturn, you have to know your margins. And the other thing, Steve, is if you give them something, don't leave it on the table like that. Just say, okay, look, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you 3% right now, but can we revisit this in 6 months? Because I really probably will need some of that back when things turn around. Make sure you close the deal that way. Steve Martin, and I will be right back, folks. ProfitPro.us, that's his website. I encourage you to check it out. Also, score.org. You can find out the other 9,999 people besides Steve who work there as volunteers. 10 tips.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.